Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Welcome into weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. Hanging out till 7 p.m. We'll hand it over then to Thursday Night Football. Got the Jets taking on the Patriots right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Saints on a bye this week. Doesn't mean we still can't talk black and gold to get into all things Saints. We welcome in now Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com, as well as author. Jeff, always appreciate your time, man. How's it been going for you on this bye week?
Oh, Steve, you know what it's like. It's the best week of the season, right? I mean, we're like the players. We need a break, too. We've been grinding since July, so it's nice to have a slow week. It's welcome.
Damn, Jeff, I thought maybe you were writing another book, you know, trying to get a jump start on that week.
Yeah, no, you know, look, I always say I like it later in the year, the bye week, than earlier. You know, I like to have it about this time of year because – you're excited at the beginning of the year and everybody's amped up for the season. And by about this time, you know, we could all use a little break. And I think the Saints go into that bye week really about as well as you could expect, you know, coming off a big win. I think they got some momentum now. And I think for fans, they finally have some hope, right? I mean, they've been searching for hope. And I think Tyler Shuck's performance gave them some.
Jeff, I said this Monday to Bobby before we even started the show, and I said adjourn it. Man, you know, I'd been a few places before going to Mississippi, and, man, everybody's looking at me, hey, we might have something, right? And you could see they were so excited for Tyler Shuck and, you know, his performance. And I think everybody sort of understands that will be an up and down. That will be a little bit of a roller coaster. And talking to Drew Brees yesterday, and I brought it up to him, that after you get, you know, three or four games on film, now it's the chess match. I'm going to try to rip away what you can do real well and force you to do something that I don't think you can do as a quarterback and how you handle it. But, you know, in the times we've been around Shuck, he's so mature, so smart. I mean, and he's sort of like a young professor when he talks quarterback play and offense with you.
Yeah, I could not agree more. One of the reasons the Saints were so high on Shuck was that maturity, the fact that, you know, he'd been through a lot in his career. He was going to be able to withstand the inevitable ups and downs that are going to come, the growing pains that are going to come. And you're right, Mike, there's going to be some more bad days. There's going to be some interceptions and there's going to be some head scratchers. Just look around the league. Look at what Caleb Williams and Cam Ward and some of these really elite quarterbacks are going through right now. So it's going to happen, but he's wired with the maturity that I think is pretty uncommon. And he's got some intangible traits that we've already seen during the games. The poise, the stage isn't too big for him. There's just a lot of things to like, but look, Michael Penix has had some big games for the Falcons and looked like the future many times. And he's also had some games where you're scratching your head. And I think that's going to happen with Tyler Shuck too.
One of the things in this game, I don't know if they drank from the fountain of youth, but Alvin Kamara, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, you know, they played like the younger guys. And especially with Alvin, he showed some zip and some movement skills that we hadn't really seen, saw a little bit of it. But I thought both those three guys really played big in that win against Carolina.
Yeah, I could not agree more. DeMario Davis, I think you could make the case that he's been the best player on the team, at least most consistent player all season at age 36. He is still a force against the run and made that huge interception. I know it got negated by a penalty, but that was a brilliant play in linebacker. And Kamara finally showed a little more, like you said, Mike, a little more burst, a little more kind of explosiveness. We just haven't seen that from him all year. And I really think some of this, I don't want to put too much of it to Shuck, but I just felt like somewhere along the course of that game, his teammates saw him making some plays outside the structure of the X's and O's of the play. And I think they started getting energized. And we all know this. The players know before anybody if you can play or not. They're out there. They know the play. They know what you're doing. And I think he brought some energy and some confidence to that team that they haven't had in a while, and they dominated that game in the second half, and I think a lot of it had to do with their belief in their quarterback.
We've talked about it. You've written about it, that this team's failures via the draft over the last 5 or 6 years has been unbelievable. But in this draft, you think about if you have hit on Shuck. And I think Kelvin Banks Jr. has really played well at the left tackle position. You've upgraded your secondary. Now, Jonas Senker got an opportunity to play because Blackman went down with the injury. But then Quincy Riley, another Louisville guy, man, you see his skill set. And you know what? He got amnesia, Jeff. And I like that in a corner. Because if you let one bad play affect the next, that's no good. I remember Ed Reed telling me that. Man, Mikey said, man, all these guys, these big-time guys, first-round picks, man, they give up a touchdown. Man, they sitting and sulking. Hey, you watch Quincy Riley give up a big play. Man, what? I'm on to the next one. He's got amnesia, which is a good trait for a corner. But this draft and Stutzman, we'll see what happens down the line. Because I really think he's better in the DeMario Davis role and position than he is on the wheel. But you might have hit something here. Here with this draft class.
Yeah, they desperately needed it. I mean, I couldn't agree more. I think they're still very high on Vernon Broughton, too, who's going to miss the season, obviously, because of his injury. But that's a guy that they said was really coming on before his injury. And it looks like what you've got here is a core group of – look, I don't know how many are going to be elite players or even Pro Bowl-level players, maybe Banks. We'll see what Shuck does. But what you've got is core players, starting caliber players, and you have to get those in the draft. The Saints have missed on too many of those in recent years, and now you can start stacking a few of those drafts and get some elite players, especially if you can now focus on another position other than quarterback, like you said. That's huge for this team to be able to not have to worry about the quarterback position going forward. And I think Shuck's still got to prove that the rest of the way. But the way I've been putting it to people is he's going to get every chance to prove he isn't the guy to the Saints because they firmly believe he is the guy.
I get a lot of draft questions, either text or sent to me with people call in. My thing is, the one thing this team really needs, another one, they need a pass rusher. Now, the best player. I think if I was grading people available for the 2026 draft today, it would be Arvell Reese. It'd be the linebacker from Ohio State. Now, my thing is, Mendoza's probably going to go first, okay? I don't know who goes second, but Reese ain't getting past three. So if you pick fourth, fifth, sixth, you're not going to get a shot at him. Would you agree that another pass rusher is a key element that you got to get early in next year's draft?
Yes, 100%. On that side of the ball, I think you feel pretty good about the secondary, the young secondary. You mentioned Sanker and Riley. Assuming you're going to re-sign Alante Taylor, you know, you've got some pieces back there, some young pieces that you probably feel good about. Get somebody up front. What the Saints lack right now, even as good as Chase Young is, he's not a game wrecker. They need a game wrecker type talent. Or I would also propose, if you can't find that on the defensive side of the ball, get an elite playmaker on offense. Just somebody in the backfield, a tight end, a Brock Bowers type, or a receiver, number one receiver type. The Saints just need an elite playmaker on either side of the ball. That's what they're lacking right now when you see them match up with some of these other teams. They're lacking that elite kind of all-pro level player. And those guys are hard to find, but they've got to get one if you're drafting that high.
This is out of the realm, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Rams-Seattle, who you like in this game? Because those two teams, I can make a pretty strong argument, are the two best teams in pro football. I'm not trying to take nothing away from the Colts or anybody else, but those two teams, the way they clip you on both sides of the ball, man, they pretty doggone good.
Yeah, I think the strength of the league right now is in the NFC. If you throw in, you know, the Detroit Lions, I think are still a formidable team. You know, the way they're playing and the Rams and the Seahawks, I think the NFC is the strength of the league right now. You can make a case that four of the five best teams in the league are in the NFC. I think the Seahawks are the best team I've seen this season. They remind me, along with the Colts, you know, people still doubting the Colts, but those teams remind me of the 2009 Saints in that the league hasn't quite bought into them yet. They're halfway through the year. They're blowing people out. And I remember back in 09, Mike, Steve, people kept doubting the Saints. And I'm like, this is a good team. And I think those two teams are going to be there in the end because they're winning at a very high differential right now, and that's not fluky. We're 10 games into the season.
Jeff, when you look at the rest of this schedule after the bye week, am I drinking too much of the black and gold Kool-Aid to think that this team could string together some victories and mess around and end up winning, have like a six-game season? Because, man, there's no Rams, there's no Bills left on the rest of this slate.
Steve, I think you're down at Bourbon Street doing those green hand grenade shots.
He's a Jersey guy. What you expect, Jeff?
Pour another one.
Yeah, look, no, the schedule is definitely manageable. They play a lot of teams in their peer group, right? But look, let's be honest. I mean, this team still is one of the least talented, probably least experienced teams in the league. They're going to have to play well every week to win. They're going to have to play like they did against Carolina, but they're not playing the Rams or the Seahawks anymore. They're playing teams they can compete with. And we know the Falcons probably have more talent than the Saints in those two games, but they've proven they can lose to anybody and beat anybody. So who knows what Falcons team will show up by the time the Saints get to them.
I think they threw the towel in. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think last week in Berlin, losing that game, they had put everything in that basket. And they had the Colts for a while. And then finally, you know what? Man, give that football to Jonathan Taylor. In fact, the Falcons ain't going to stop him. And he ended up winning it. Jeff, there comes a point for every team with a coach that's kind of walking the tightrope. And that's what Raheem Morris has done. He's walked that tightrope now. You wonder a bit, they haven't failed.
Yeah, look, and that's going to be the case, Mike, of a lot of the teams the Saints are playing, right? The Dolphins, you know, the Titans obviously are building for next year. Who's going to still be motivated down the stretch? I remember Terrell Owens telling me back in 2003 after they played the Saints and the Saints were lost their last four games, he goes, those boys on that sideline had their bags packed for Acapulco, and that's going to be happening, you know, with some of these other – with some of these teams. But I think that's a real testament right now to Kellen Moore and this young coaching staff and the leaders on this team that they haven't packed it in. I mean, they're still bought in. We saw that on Sunday against Carolina, and that's a good sign going forward that this team can finish strong. And Steve can enjoy that Kool-Aid he's drinking down on Bourbon Street.
Well, you know, he's a former bartender, so you got to give him a little bit of catch on that, Jeff.
I'm looking for any kind of pot. I'm trying to keep this positive high for the second half.
Well, look, I think all Saints fans are looking for hope right now and looking for positivity. And I think we saw some of it on Sunday. Let's see if we can carry that momentum after the bye week.
Always appreciate your time, Jeff. Thanks so much, man. We'll be talking soon.
Thank you, Jeff.
Anytime, guys. Appreciate you.
Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com, also author. Check out all his great works. You can probably find that online or in your favorite bookstore. We're taking a break here on Weekend Kickoff. Treasure Chest Casino, coming back with more. Stay tuned right after this on WWL.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Rolling on here, a weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Mike D'Antilia and Steve Geller take you until 7 p.m. That's when Thursday night football will take over. New York Jets at New England Patriots. Talking more sports and all things with Judge John Weimer now here on WWL, Louisiana Supreme Court Chief Justice. An honor to have you on, Judge. Thank you so much for the time. How you doing today?
Very well, thank you. How are y'all?
Doing great, John. Kind of tell us what's happening tomorrow and this weekend about your art gallery show. We'll talk a little bit of sports later, but I was talking to your boy Ilario, Senator Ilario, and I told him, man, I bought a painting, that you had done, and I think you had given it to Nickel State to auction off. And I was just telling Steve, some bum tried to outbid me for that painting. So he got me upset and to the point where I bid more than I said I would do with it. But you do a great job, man. Fantastic artist. But tell everybody a little bit about what you got going on tomorrow, this weekend, for your art gallery.
Sure. I first say that I appreciate you're being called. Are you calling me? And I am, as we say, down the bayou, somewhat haunt. And for those who don't speak Cajun French, that's embarrassed by all of this publicity. I am not an artist, and I don't produce art. I do paintings, and I refer to them as scenes I have seen from the beauty and bounty of Lafourche Parish primarily. And the George Rodrigue Gallery has been so kind as to invite me to do a show of my paintings. And it's titled, You Be the Judge. I, you know, they wanted to call it an art show, and I said, no, we can't do that. We can't over promise and underproduce. So it's being called a painting show, You Be the Judge. And I hope that people find the pieces that I've done interesting. I am a rank amateur, self-taught, and it's just something I've done as a hobby. And Wayne Fernandez, who is from the River Parishes, worked for Billy Tozan for a while, worked with George Rodrigue through much of his career, and he works with the George Rodrigue Foundation that supplies training and art supplies for schools. And they are having tonight a benefit for the gallery. And tomorrow night, it's open to the public. So I hope that you can join us, Mike, and see some things that you've probably seen before from Lafourche Parish.
Yeah, I went to see it. What it was, White Linen Night, you had a number of your artwork out and paintings out. I remember that pretty well. One of the things you've done, too, is portraits of decoys. You talked about Brian Sheremy and other guys from on the bayou. Man, I got a friend of mine. He collects decoys like I collect sports memorabilia. Man, you walk in that room and you'd swear you're in a, you know, you're out there shooting ducks. I got them all over. But, man, just beautiful stuff. So a little bit about that, because in the sports world down where we live, man, duck hunting? No, that's sport. Is sport, but you made it into actually some paintings.
Well, Brian has one of the world's greatest duck decoy collections, and it's primarily focused on the incredibly talented people throughout our region in South Louisiana. I have in my office two decoys, one by Robbie Mathern and one by Carl Denoff. And they're absolutely magnificent pieces of artwork. What they do is truly artwork. But Brian has a coffee table book that's absolutely fabulous. And it's all the history about the carvers, and with a gallery of photographs of their decoys, magnificently done. And so I started doing some paintings of, or I call them portraits of duck decoys. And that was something I did for a long time, and there'll be a copious number of those hanging. Brian did a show at the New Orleans Historic Collection of his decoys some years ago and pointed out that I had done some paintings of the decoys. And so a gentleman by the name of John Lawrence, who is with the the New Orleans Historic Collection, a museum on Rawl Street, came by and ended up taking a bunch of paintings of the decoys, but he also grabbed a couple of swamp scenes and marsh scenes from the office and hung them in the gallery or in the museum at that time. So, you know, again, this is somewhat embarrassing to some extent. You know, I have a day job that is very important.
And, a little bit, just a little bit.
Yeah, this is something that I do as a sideline, and I'm just immensely grateful to the Rodrigue Foundation and Gallery for allowing these paintings to be shown. Some of them, Mike, I really didn't think much of them, and they've been in a closet for probably 40 years. Some of them date back that far. And since I have the job I have now, I don't do very much painting at all. But they have about 70 pieces. There were roughly 300 pieces that they had to choose from. And the young lady that is a curator said, you know, all the time I was driving to Thibodeau, I'm wondering how I was going to tell a judge that his work is not good enough to hang in our gallery. And when she got there, she said, I'm surprised at the quantity. She didn't really talk about the quality, but she said these are worth hanging in our gallery.
And that's again, impressive.
All Louisiana scenery and paintings of duck decoys.
How did you get started painting? You know, you and I have met so many different times, different yeah. events, and I don't think I've ever asked you that.
I had a brother. He's passed away, but he showed up one day with some paints and said he was going to major in art, and sat down and started painting. And I started, started painting with him. We were both in college. And he was much, much more talented than I will ever be. And, you know, I've been influenced by the work of George Rodrigue very seriously. He painted Louisiana landscapes initially in his career. And then that kind of morphed into, you know, these brooding, dark-colored oak trees. And then he started putting Cajun people. And at some point in time, he did a cover of a book with a Lugaru, as we say down the valley. And that morphed into the Blue Dog that became, made him internationally and famous. And his work still holds up today and is very treasured by collectors all over the world. And there's another artist by the name of Alexander Drysdale who painted in the early 1900s in Louisiana. Another artist that is still painting, Chuck Broussard, a dear friend of mine. And another artist by the name of Newton Howard. And I suggest those are the four people that probably most influence the work that I do.
Judge, this is a story. Before George passed away, he would go to Saints games and he'd come see us for pregame outside.
Okay.
We're doing it outside. And so,
the three of us,
me, Bobby, and Rodrigue, and Bobby tell me, man, Mike, he speak worse than me, which is really something. But, man, once you got that conversation started, it was really something. And George was – he was a football fan. He loved the Saints, everything else. But, boy, once all three of us started getting talking, you know, because we call him a prairie Cajun. You know, you're in southwest Louisiana. You're not a Cajun from the bayou. But it all sort of comes out the same. And every time I hear Governor Landry talk, I think about George Rodrigue because the accent is similar in a lot of ways.
You know, well, I was listening to the radio the other night when now president of LSU, Wade Roos, was on the radio with you and Bobby, and it was great for me to hear three guys on the radio that have no accent whatsoever.
No, Wade don't have no accent. No, Bobby and I do, but Wade lost his.
Where we come from, where we come from, that's not an accent. It's just how we talk.
But Wade, he told me, he said, man, I went talk in front of the Chicago Stock Exchange, and he said, man, everybody's looking at one another. When the interpreter's coming up to tell us what you say. But it was really.
I tell people all the time that we watch Swamp People on the History Channel, and we don't need the subtitles. We can understand.
No, none at all. So one more time, Judge, tell everybody when this is going on, the times, and be it the George Rodrigue's museum, but exactly what times tomorrow the paintings will be out there.
Okay, it's from 5 to 7 tomorrow night, Friday, and the public is invited, and, you know, it's just going to be kind of a casual affair. Tonight they have a formal opening of the display, but tomorrow night it's more for the general public. And, you know, the people I've invited are from all walks of life and from all socioeconomic circumstances, and it ought to be fun.
Judge, I'll tell you exactly who told me this.
And I hope you can come. And,
yeah, I will try to do it, but right. I don't think they'd want me to say exactly over the air, but they were like, man, coming down here on the bayou, you're not sure who has money and who doesn't. You look at a shotgun house and you say, oh, man, those poor people living in that house. And I told one time, man, the poor people, it's a multimillionaires living in that house. But they choose to live there. And some people have the huge mansions and everything. I tell them, you know what? They in debt up to their necks. You know, people of a certain age, they don't want to show off what they have financially. And they don't want people asking for money either. So it is a unique place in the world to live. And they got a good taste of it one night at an event. And like, I can't believe I'm here. And you telling me about different people and who has money and who doesn't. And it would be just the opposite if I met them on the street.
Right. I spent a lot of time working my way through college and law school, working on the rigs and the boats. And that was back in the 70s. It cost $150 to go to Harvard. That's, of course, Harvard OTB, Harvard on the Bayou. I was paid $40 a day, and the tuition at Nichols was $150. So in 4 days, I had my tuition made and some pocket change. And if you had a pulse and could draw a breath of air, you got hired. If you could generate brain waves, you were less desirable because you could recognize how dangerous it was to be working in those circumstances. But, you know, we all, from that area, or a group of resilient people, people who work hard, play hard, and, really good salt of the earth people.
John, I tell this, I'm going to finish it on this. When I was a kid, Hurricane Betsy passed right over the top of my house, okay, in Lafourche Parish, living where I lived at in the Lockport area. And I'd never seen the eye of a hurricane. And from 2020 to 2024, I saw three of them. Okay, I saw Ida, I saw Francine, I saw Zelda, Zeta, passed right over the top of my house, because of the trajectory. And I'm like, you know, people outside of here don't quite get, if you don't live, in the hurricane area, understand what it is to be on the right side of the storm or when the eye passes over the top. Oh, you were good because the eye, it's calm there. What? If eye pass over the top of your house, you just caught the worst part of the storm. You don't quite get it. But we do. We do. And you're right. Resilient. And Coach and I say this a lot of times in talks. Fighting every day. Fight every day. I just hope another generation puts up that same fight to do better in life.
Mike, if I can pivot just one moment, you mentioned fighting. I've gotten together with a group of people from throughout the state to work on fighting truancy. It's been a terrible problem in Louisiana, and I had to work that into the conversation because if people don't get an education, and they're provided many opportunities to do so. An education is so transformative for people's lives, and we're trying to make sure that the young people in the state of Louisiana take advantage of the educational opportunities that are being provided. So I had to put that pitch in there. Thank you so much for having me.
You did good, Judge. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow night, brother.
Can't wait, Mike. Thank you. I certainly appreciate you coming, and if you can drag Bobby along, that would be delightful.
I ain't got a big enough caliber gun.
Well, tell him the judge says he needs a little culture.
Well, he's in Chicago. He's going to visit T-Bob and the grandkids. So I talked to him about it. No, I'd have picked him up and brought him myself, but he had other things to do.
That's a good excuse, telling.
Right.
Your Honor, appreciate the time. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, my friend.
Judge John Weimer, Louisiana Supreme Court Chief Justice. That's got to be a first for sports talk today, Mike.
We ain't had that. That is a first.
You are almost like a Forrest Gump. You seem to know just about anyone and everything.
You ain't the first one to tell me that.
We're going to take a break here. Weekend kickoff on WWL at the Treasure Chest Casino. Be back with more right after this, folks. Stay tuned. You never know here on WWL.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders, available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back here at the Treasure Chest Casino for weekend kickoff. Want to let everybody know tomorrow, 4 p.m., you can join Deuce McAllister, Mike Hawes for Fans in the Pro. They're going to be at the Rouse's Market in Marrero. Grab some groceries, meet up with the Saints radio crew, discuss the black and gold LSU Pelicans. Then at 6 o'clock, catch the LSU Football Coaches Show with interim head coach Frank Wilson. And at 7 p.m., we got a choice for you on WWL on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. It's playoff time on the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup with Ian Ozan, Coach Lou Valdin. Or if you want to hear Pelicans versus the L.A. Lakers, that's over on the big 870 AM. We're going to step away here on weekend kickoff. Be back with even more from the Treasure Chest Casino right after this on WWL, folks. That's a wrap on the 5 o'clock hour of our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Coming up at 6 p.m., we're going to talk to Tulane sideline reporter Matty Hudak as the Green Wave get ready for a matchup Saturday against Florida Atlantic, a 3 p.m. kickoff, plus our pick six segment giving you our choice for this weekend's action in college and NFL. Be back with more Sports Talk Weekend Kickoff Edition right after this, folks.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.